topics as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Right now, though, our server is down. So if you want to see anything of ours, you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. There's a link there right at the top to our Ustream channel. That is the only way you can get us streaming on the Internet at the moment, is via our webcam. All right, so we're going to continue here with whatever you want to talk about if you make the calls. Otherwise, we'll talk about the new health care plan that they are looking at shoving down people's throats. And I noticed that in some of the news stories about this government health care proposal, I guess, you know, the forcing everyone to get health insurance, that proposal.
Sounds like a mandate to me.
Yeah.
Didn't you sell Obama the musical?
Yes, I did. I sold them both.
Okay.
So we'll get to Obama the musical here, but let's talk about the healthcare thing. Anyway, in the news stories about this healthcare proposal, they had always said that most Americans will be required to have health insurance. And I just always ask myself, well, what does that mean?
Which Americans wouldn't be?
Who are the exceptions? And according to the WatertownDailyTimes.com, the Times Washington correspondent says that federal health care reform will require most northern New Yorkers, but not all, it turns out, to carry health insurance or risk a fine. Hundreds of Amish families in the region are likely to be free from that requirement. The Amish, as well as some other religious sects, are covered by a religious conscience exemption, which allows people with religious objections to insurance to opt out of the mandate. Now, I guess that means, can you also, if you have a religious exception to insurance, does that mean you also cannot have car insurance?
I couldn't tell you. Why would you even offer that question? I have no idea.
It's in both the House and Senate versions of the bill, making its appearance in the final version routine unless there are last-minute objections. Although the Amish consist of several branches, some more conservative than others, they generally rely upon a community ethic that disdains government assistance. Oh, those bastards, how dare they be so unsociable like that? Families rely on one another, and communities pitch in to help neighbors pay health care expenses. So basically what they're admitting there is that the Amish are a wonderful example of how it is that government is completely unnecessary to help one another out. That coercion and force and extracting money from people by the threat of violence is completely unnecessary in order to help one's neighbors out when they're in times of trouble.
Right. You can voluntarily belong to an organization which will help you with these issues.
Like a mutual aid society.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is a mutual aid society.
The Amish population has been growing in the North Country of New York. State ranks sixth nationally in Amish population and posted the biggest net increase in Amish households, 307 from 2002 to 2007, according to a study. Lawmakers reportedly included the provision at the urging of Amish constituents, although the legislation doesn't specify that community and the provision could apply to other groups as well, including Old Order Mennonites and perhaps Christian Scientists. What about the Quakers, though? That's what I want to know. What about the Quakers?
The Quakers probably aren't lobbying for this. They likely, as a matter of fact, I've met Quakers that are lobbying for this.
Oh, is that right?
Right. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but
they're so confused.
The Quaker Church to you know, the Quaker meeting to a large extent is populated by socialists.
They are so confused. The Quakers are supposed to be anti-violence, aren't they?
Yes.
So it's just a matter of showing them the gun in the room. Shouldn't it be that simple to show them that what they're supporting here is, in fact, violence?
I haven't been entirely successful with that.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let's see here. A professor and lawyer at a university in New York complained last summer that exempting groups for religious reasons could have run afoul of the Constitution. According to them, they wrote at findlaw.com, if the government can tolerate a religious exemption, then it must do so even-handedly among religious believers with the same beliefs. This is sheer favoritism for a certain class of religions or even for one religion. In her column, Ms. Hamilton speculated that lobbyists for the Christian Science Church were responsible for the provision, given their public stance that health care reform bills around the country should include religious exemptions.
Can you believe this person? You know, well, your religion can't exempt you. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, what she's saying is that if they're going to give religious exemptions to some religion, then they should give them to all religions.
I agree with that. I'll make up religion if it requires, you know, can get me out of the government health care program.
In an email message, she said she was unaware of the Amish interest in the bill and that their objections to the mandate surprised her because Amish do buy vehicle insurance, for instance. So there's that answer. Ms. Hamilton said the exemption could harm the health of children whose families avoid medical care for religious reasons, although the Amish objections relate more to insurance than to medical care itself. Congressional aides have said the exemption is based on a carve-out the Amish have had from Social Security and even Medicare taxes since the 1960s.
Yes, they have. They do have exemptions there.
Whether Amish businesses, however, would fall under the bill's mandates is still an open question. So there you go. Amish people will be exempted from the new federal government health care mandates.
Likely.
That's the way it looks. Yes. The information is in there.
Right. And if you think that you're going to declare yourself Amish and get out of it, you're wrong.
Why not?
Because the Amish have a lobbying group. A good friend of mine is Amish or ethnically Amish, and he's very aware because when he stopped being religiously Amish, he had to sign papers to be out of the church.
Why?
Because
were the Amish going to force him to sign the papers?
Likely it was a scare tactic or something. I mean, when you know, all he wanted was out of the church, man.
Yeah, so they said, sign here, you'll be done.
It's not like he knew all these little rules or whatever. Right. He just wanted out of the church. He was tired of the course of, situation that he was in, and he didn't like it, and he wanted out. So he signed out. And if the Amish lobbying group doesn't recognize your Amish group as Amish, your Amish group isn't Amish.
So there's actually a registry of Amish people out there?
Yes.
So you actually have to be on the list in order to be Amish?
Indeed.
I didn't know it was an exclusive club. My question is, how long do you think this is going to last when they start throwing people in jail for not having insurance? My guess is not very long.
How long what will last? You said this. When we say this.
Oh, the health care mandate.
Well, I don't know if they're going to throw somebody in jail. It's more likely that what they're going to do is garnish their wages.
What if you don't have any wages?
Well, it's very unlikely they'll probably be catching you at that point, I would think. I don't know how they would go about doing that. Because if you aren't reporting to the IRS, it's going to be the IRS that is tasked with handling this. If you're not reporting income to the IRS, then you're pretty much off their radar. I mean, you've got bigger problems at that point. If the IRS decides to come after you, the least of your concerns is going to be that you haven't been paying into the health care insurance program.
Oh, I'm just saying all these people that are passively sitting on the sidelines and have no opinion on it or were upset to begin with, as soon as they throw that first person in jail because they don't have health insurance, I think that's when things will really start to unravel.
As far as unraveling, you mean that if they actually put somebody in jail over not having health insurance, people will do what? Stop paying for the health insurance? Don't you think that'll scare more people into obedience? Isn't that the intention usually when they go after Wesley Snipes or Willie Nelson or whoever for tax, so-called tax evasion? Isn't the intention there to scare people? And don't you think that works?
Well, there reaches a critical mass at some point where just the reason for the tyranny just becomes so blatant and absurd that I would hope people just wouldn't take it anymore.
Well, I think I agree with sort of what Josh is getting at here, is the Democrats currently are paying a huge political price for jamming this health care reform down the throats of Americans. At this point, Americans don't even know what health care reform is. And I would venture to say most politicians don't know either, just because there have been so many iterations, mm-hmm. and we don't even know what it's going to look like because the House bill and the Senate bill are different. And I think that there will be repercussions, and there can be repercussions, even if what you're saying is, you know, the sort of the person-by-person cases that it's, you know, it may not work out. But I think that overall there are repercussions, and it's probably going to, even what they pass is going to be watered down past what they pass.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Well, you could make the point that Americans are just generally more freedom-oriented, but on the other hand, I don't know if they're that much more freedom-oriented than Venezuelans, and they're putting up with a hell of a lot of garbage down there. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. It's back! The website's back!
Yay!
Freetalklive.com. Lots of features there when it's working, and it is now. Those features are completely free. So enjoy our chat room, for instance, over at chat.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners during the program. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
If you're in college right now, stop and think. What are you going to do during the summertime? Are you going to be unemployed because, well, that's what most of America is? Or are you going to go to libertarianinternships.com and check out the internships in public policy, journalism, production? You don't necessarily have to be in college for any of these things in order to try them out and see how they work for you. It's libertarianinternships.com, and they have internships in all areas of public policy, journalism, and production, whether that's TV or audio or whatever. Go check it out at libertarianinternships.com. You have to sign up for an account over there in order to get the full information.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Josh, you've got another story here tonight. This one about an Obama musical?
Yeah, it's just something a little more lighthearted. This is from the Associated Press, and it's in Berlin, Germany. A musical about Barack Obama's Yes We Can election campaign premieres in Germany this weekend, including love songs by the president to his wife Michelle and duets with Hillary Clinton. Even John McCain and Sarah Palin are given stage time, with actors portraying the losing Republican candidates and belting out songs on their behalf. In all, 30 singers, actors, and dancers are to perform in the musical Hope, the Obama musical story, when it opens at the Jahrhunderthal Concert Hall in Frankfurt in a bilingual mix of English and German. The audience may recognize that many songs quote from the politician's stump speeches during the 2008 U.S. presidential campaign.
Yeah, I kind of wonder here, because the idea behind this is that the Obama campaign was somehow groundbreaking. And, I don't know whether I'm entirely on board with that. I mean, a Democrat was going to win, right? I would say that Obama is probably a very good orator, and that's important in politics. But I don't know if I'm gonna. I don't know if I even think he's as good of an orator as they like to compare him to Martin Luther King Jr. And I don't think he's that good. I don't think he's on that level. What was his competition? Edwards, from the failure of the vice presidential failure from 2000, Hillary Clinton, I felt like she was a player. Obviously, she was a player. He managed to beat those people out, but he wasn't even that close in the main presidential election, the general election. It was relatively close. It wasn't even a runaway victory.
He got me at the beginning. The thing was, it was comforting to me at first to see somebody who seemingly spoke from the heart that wasn't reading from a teleprompter, which I now know is bull.
He's just a very good reader of a teleprompter.
It seemed like they were speaking with some conviction,
mm-hmm.
that it wasn't just coming in through their ear and being spouted out.
But, I get where you're coming from, and maybe he got more, young people involved, but, it's not like it was – compare it to, say, Ronald Reagan, who took every single state – took 49 states out of 50 in, I think it was 1980 that he ran, if you compare it to that, and it's comparatively, he didn't do that well. It wasn't a runaway in the same way that, say, Reagan was. Why are they making such a big deal out of this guy? He's the first self-identified African-American to win the presidential election, but that's the big deal.
I'm going to posit that it's the same reason 30 million people tuned into the premiere of the new season of American Idol. They like entertainment. People like entertainment. They like someone that they can identify with.
Yeah,
what we have here now is, it used to be kind of shady when celebrities would become politicians, but now I'm seeing a reverse trend where it's the politicians are becoming celebritized.
Certainly, I mean,
Obama has no business being on the cover of Men's Health. This pisses me off.
He smokes cigarettes.
I know.
I think he's trying to quit.
Is he trying to quit?
Because
you're not trying that hard, obviously.
I don't know.
You're the
answer.
President of the United States. You can't afford some laser treatments or the cigarette shot.
I don't know.
There are some treatments out there that are pretty damned effective at helping you quit.
I can't speak for Barack Obama. It's my understanding he was going to try to quit, and that's all I can say to that. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't.
Do or do not. There is no
but
try.
I don't trust, even if he has, I don't really trust it when they say that he has, because I think that everyone around him will lie for him if he's sneaking cigs.
But the thing that really gets me about this musical is it says flat out it's not about like the life and times and trials and tribulations of Barack H. Obama. It's strictly about the campaign.
Mm. Yeah.
Mostly about the campaign.
Yeah.
What was so historic about the campaign?
I guess.
Nothing.
I don't know. I mean,
it's like a rock and roll tour. What is this?
Right. That's what that's what it's like. That's what they want to play it up as. But I'm saying this rock and roll tour fizzled, and somebody had to win, and he won, but he didn't win in the grand fashion that he could have won in. And that's what I think is. I mean, he was running against a grumpy old guy that didn't even represent what the Republicans believe. I mean, he's an outsider Republican anyhow. So people, the fact that he was able to pull states like he did really shows how Barack Obama didn't. His whole thing wasn't, a big deal. And I feel that his color only showed that there was no glass ceiling at all because he was able to win. I think that I think that if you would have had Colin Powell or somebody like that run, and granted, he used up a great deal of his political capital on the Bush administration, he's managed to paint it as though he was tricked. But if you had Colin Powell, he would have won just about every state if he would have run.
Well, Oprah could have been the first female and black president. You know, Oprah would have won if she just ran.
It could very well have. Yeah.
You see, the thing that really gets me, why are foreigners so enamored with our politicians?
He's a socialist, too?
Yeah, that's a good question. Are they that enamored with U.S. politicians?
Barack Obama, they are.
Apparently, this is the Peace Prize. You know, I could understand. It makes a little more sense back in 1940s Germany with Dr. Goebbels and Leni Riefenstahl with state-run propaganda films.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have, like, I don't know if this is state theater. I don't think it is. But private theater companies coming together and collaborating and writing
propaganda.
Musicals.
Yeah.
Not so much propaganda, just what's the word I'm looking for here?
It seems like propaganda to me.
Celebrations
yeah.
of leaders that aren't even their own.
Of politicians. They're not leaders. Not my leaders. None of them.
Well, supposed leaders,
yeah.
politicians that aren't even their own, supposedly right. representing a polity that's 3,000 miles away.
Well, I can tell you this, that these politicians this politician that everybody's extolling here has not managed to accomplish crapola in his first year in office. And the fact is that the Democrats are going to get their butts handed to them in the 2010 election. And he's really a giant, massive failure.
Well, aren't they always?
Some are more failures than others.
When I say they, I mean presidents, not Democrats.
North Korea is a big threat to the civilized world, but you can't even keep the Olympics out of their hands.
There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please. All right, here's what we had about.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies? If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Our Facebook profile is available for you all the time, facebook.freetalklive.com. We had some web difficulties tonight. In fact, some people may still be having difficulty getting through, but we promise the server is up and should be 100% here in a few moments. But Facebook's working all the time over at facebook.freetalklive.com. You can go there and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. And you can check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. He's a Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, who focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. Taryn is his name, and he doesn't pretend to be unbiased in reporting and does try to add humor to his reports. Head over to lclreport.com to see his videos or join his group on Facebook or Twitter, lclreport.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about anything. John is on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you doing here?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Hello.
All right, so I was at my town's budget committee meeting, and one of our members was noticeably late. He is also a state rep, and reported that the reason he was late is because he wanted to stay and vote on a measure to recommend an income tax in New Hampshire.
Oh, good.
And Now, as people probably know, the legislature in New Hampshire, 400 members, is controlled by the Democrats. They found 79 people willing to come out in an election year and vote and recommend an income tax.
79 people from the House, you mean?
79 people in the House said yes. Everyone else said hell no.
And that was Democrats included. I mean, you know, it's amazingly, even New Hampshire Democrats. Yeah, and New Hampshire Democrats are still too scared to vote for an income tax in this, you know, this year of the Democrat. You know, I mean, if there's a year to jam a big government program through, this is the one, and they still are too scared to do it.
I don't know. One of my reps, but one of the Democratic reps from Keene, Chuck Weed, is really pushing for a state income tax.
Of course he is.
And he's pushing for one on a municipal, a county, or a state level.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He hasn't ruled out all three of them simultaneously.
Well, looks like he didn't push hard enough because you're saying, John, that it was defeated overwhelmingly.
Exactly. And, that's right. One of the other members of the budget committee is also a state rep. There's a lot of dual duty between town management and state rep management, it seems.
That's right.
Mentioned that he is one of the longer serving legislators, and only 11% of the 400 members of the House have been there for more than 8 terms, and each term is only 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So compare that for the rest of you living around the country. You know, I moved from Massachusetts, and there were legislators there who had been serving longer than I've been alive.
Yep.
And that's probably the case in many places where they pay legislators a lot of money. But it's
right. It's 100. Is it 200?
In New Hampshire, $100 a year.
It's 100 a year. Okay, I thought it was up to 200. Or is that just for the Senate? What does the Senate get paid in New Hampshire? Do you know?
Yeah. 100 a year. They got 200 for their term, so they get 100 the first year.
Oh, okay.
And if they do a good job, they get 100 the next year.
Gotcha. Hey, thanks for sharing that tonight. We got to let you go. Your phone's kind of iffy, but I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, or maybe it's our phone that's kind of iffy. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, good news there. And that means, you know, from what I understand of the New Hampshire political process, once the bill is taken care of, it's done for the year, right?
Like, 2 years, yeah.
For 2 years?
Yeah.
So the income tax couldn't come back for another 2 years is what you're saying.
That's correct.
And the good news about all this is that, well, we're here, Mark, you and I are here. Josh, he's a New Hampshire native, but you and I made the move here from Florida over three years ago as part of the Free State Project. And it's a movement of thousands of liberty-oriented people all converging under the same geographic location in order to get active for liberty. And so as the years go by, more people are coming here. We've already had hundreds make the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and over 9,800 are currently pledged to make the move. So there are many, many more, thousands more, that are pledged to come here. The goal is to reach 20,000. We haven't quite made it to 10,000 yet, but we're getting there. In fact, I think we're less than 150 or so, maybe around 150 away from reaching the 10,000 mark, which is great.
9,870.
9,870. That's cool.
So, I think we've actually made a good milestone. The political people and the state of New Hampshire start throwing around Free Stater.
What do you mean?
They've basically, it's taken on a new definition of its own. It used to mean those who moved to New Hampshire from an outside location to invade or whatever they want to say. But at my little trial last week, after they took me away, apparently the prosecutor made some comment that, oh, I'm a Free Stater, so it doesn't matter that I'm going to jail. As you pointed out, I've been here for a quarter century.
You know, that reminds me, we haven't even talked to you about that yet. You've been sitting here for over an hour and a half, and we haven't even brought up the fact that you went to jail all last week, basically because you refused to go along with the system as they were demanding money out of you. You had a situation involving one of your tags. I want to get into that here, but just to continue on the income tax discussion. So income tax was shot down hardcore today here in New Hampshire, with even many Democrats voting against the idea. And there are people on the radio, on local talk shows, pushing hard for
this. Yes, right. Everybody who's sort of a thinker or a talking head in New Hampshire says, yes, we need an income tax.
The government needs money.
This will solve the problem. There are a lot of programs that need funding, and we need to get this is how we're going to do it. And they're not going for it. The average person in New Hampshire has a sort of live free or die mentality. Admittedly, it is not pure libertarian thought.
Not what we might want.
But it's this is fertile ground.
They know grift when they see it or hear it.
Absolutely.
Or smell it.
So they didn't get away with it this time. And so the point I'm making with all the Free Staters coming in here, it's going to be even more difficult if they even bother trying in two more years. I mean, this is it's 2010. It's an election year here in New Hampshire, as John pointed out. And that means that a lot of Free Staters, liberty activists, are going to be running for political office here. They'll likely be more successful this year than they've been in years past.
Right.
Some already have won in past years.
And they don't have to even be Free Staters, just what I think that the Free State Project's been most helpful for up to this point is bolstering the already freedom oriented folks. There are 23 people in the state house, and the state house really is the battleground. There's 400 seats. There's 23 of them are people that get A pluses from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. A pluses. These are real, tried and true libertarians. They may not have a libertarian name behind them. They don't have an L. They have an R or a D or whatever. But 23.
There is no major. There is a Libertarian Party in New Hampshire.
They're trying their best to come back, and hopefully they'll have some success. I want as many people as possible who are preaching the liberty message to be running for office around here. I think that's best for everyone. But the party itself has had some problems in recent years, and I think it's trying to get back on its feet now.
Well, even I, who am relatively against political action, as far as I don't think it's the very best return on investment, and I'm constantly pleasantly surprised with some of the political things that that go on here. To see an income tax proposal that is so heavily pushed and promoted go down in flames like that is great. I mean, that is fantastic. And it's because of the efforts of a lot of Free Staters and liberty activists here who formed organizations like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a group that that actually rates all of the different so-called representatives on their vote. They actually catalog their votes on certain issues, and they determine, well, did so-and-so vote in a liberty-oriented fashion or not?
And then
they go down and they look at it, and they give them a grade A to F. And beyond that, they actually look at all of the legislation, and they come up with recommendations on how they should vote.
They give the legislators a gold sheet saying, here, if you want to vote for liberty and you want to get your NHLA rating up, and a lot of them do, this is how you do it.
Right, so they do, because they know that getting the liberty activists on their side for a campaign is very valuable.
Sure, that's all they had to do is take a look at the Ron Paul campaign, and they'll see that was effective.
Some of the other things, though, that are going on here involve non-cooperation and civil disobedience. I find those pretty exciting, too, and Josh was recently involved in some of that, so we'll come back and talk about his experience going to the Pokey last week. More coming up, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-ROOT. seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068. And feel the minty freshness.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. If you enjoy this program, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Buy virtually anything on the site, we'll get a cut, whether it's a used item or brand new. In fact, if you're ordering new, you can probably get free Super Saver shipping. That's available on a whole lot of their new products. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls and the fun, talk to Brasky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Brasky.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I tried to get onto the boards, and you guys seem to have some kind of a problem going on there.
Yeah, there's a big problem with our server tonight. It's actually my fault now that it's not working, because when our server was down earlier, it was down completely, and I hadn't heard back from any of my admins or the hosting company, so I decided to flip the freetalklive.com over to our Facebook profile. That way, if people were going to freetalklive.com, they could at least see something that would give them a message as to what was wrong. And then, like, 2 minutes after I flipped it to the Facebook profile, the server came back up. So I flipped it back, and it's just that flipping it back is apparently taking an hour or something like that. So sorry about the inconvenience.
Well, no, I just wanted to call in and troll you a little bit.
Okay. Excellent.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, so, you know, you got your boards down. You know, you got your guys on that. I also have a good cop story. It's kind of half-assed, if I can say that.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Okay. There was in Swartersville, Pennsylvania, there's a cop story that's going on right now that some guy was coming out of a bar about 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was standing there waiting for a ride. And he watched a bunch of other jock-type cops off-duty come out of a bar, the same bar that he was in. An on-duty cop pulled up in front of the bar, saw his buddies or, you know, whatever, so then, now there's a bunch of cops outside of the bar, and this one guy standing off to the side. Follow?
Yep, sure.
So the
the jock cop buddies are all jumping around on this guy's car and jerking around with his cop equipment and shining his light around and sliding over the hood of his car and all this.
Woo!
Pretty much.
Drunk cop fun.
Right. So one cop's on duty, the rest of them aren't, and one guy's standing off to the side. He walks up to the window and he knocks on the window and he's basically like, you know, I'm paying your salary here. What gives?
Oh, man. That's
what
crazy.
A bad idea.
Well,
needless to say, he got arrested. Things went wrong. And but he won. Long story short, the guy won. You know, he got arrested for, you know, public intoxication and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the off-duty cops are now pending suspension. And there was the great part of the story is that the jock cops that were coming out of the bar, they were doing, like, indecent things in public, like mooning each other and just stupid stuff, right? And
wow.
It was caught on the camera of a bank.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the guy that kind of made a stand for it, knocked on the window of cops and ended up getting arrested, he's left off. Everybody's good. Cops are screwed.
I can hardly imagine that's the outcome. I can hardly believe it. I'm speechless.
When you say the cops are screwed, when you say they're going to get a suspension, is it a paid suspension?
I don't know. You can find it on Google News. You can type in, like, you know, Luzerne County, Pennsylvania.
Is that Luzerne? Luzerne?
Yeah, Luzerne.
Okay. Great. And police hijinks in Luzerne County.
They won't be having a termination hearing or anything over that.
Not
there you
very
go.
Likely.
Did you find it?
No, we'll look around for it, Brasky. I appreciate
it. Yeah, well, it's right there. It'll be a fun story to razz on, I'll tell you that.
Well, thanks for the heads up on that. Anything else you want to talk about tonight?
No, not at all. Just felt like trolling you a little bit.
All right, man.
Well, you're the head troll over there on the BBS, aren't you?
Well, that's my job.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything here. So Luzerne County cops going crazy outside of a bar. They didn't get charged with drunk and disorderly for sliding over the hood of a cop car and mooning people. But the other guy did for daring to knock on the cop's window, apparently.
I've got the story here.
You do?
I want to see it. Yeah,
yeah, tell me if you can find out whether or not they are getting a paid suspension.
Well, I haven't had a chance to read it through it in its entirety. There's a move underway from a regional police department in part of Luzerne County. Some police and government leaders from five different communities in Hazleton have voiced support for a region. Oh, shoot. This appears to be something entirely different.
Oh, well, that's what we get for just jumping in. Like
trying
that.
To jump it in.
That's right. Let's talk to Josh instead.
Yeah, my mistake.
So, Josh, you went to the Pokey last week, 5 days, to, I guess, to earn what they call credit against a fine. When you go into court and they
it's
hit you...
It's a big shell game, really.
When they hit you with a fine, they allow you to work it off by sitting in a jail cell for $50 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So why did you go to court in the first place?
Well, I was between vehicles back in May, and I didn't have the money to re-register one, so I took the registration from the functioning vehicle and put that plate on the car, I took the plate from the car that wasn't working properly, put it on the functional vehicle, drove the functional vehicle for a few days until I could get paid and, you know, take care of that nonsense on that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was trying to get to a destination, like 12:30, I was speeding a little bit, nothing that was unjustified or reckless, and I got pulled over. Long story short, they tried to stick me for $250 to $300 worth of fines.
Got it.
6 months later, it finally comes where I can go to court over it.
Okay.
I defend myself the best I can. They'll hear none of it. And
what did you
money.
Say to them? What was your defense?
I tried to go first with the fact that it was an unnecessary stop. It was speeding and using the actual RSAs and the way they define the two different types of speeding areas in the state,
mm-hmm.
prima facie and absolute, and I wasn't on an absolute speed zone. But they didn't want to hear that because I was making a legal argument when I wasn't allowed to be making a legal argument.
Why aren't you allowed to make a legal argument?
Because I was cross-examining a witness.
Huh. When are you supposed to make a legal argument?
I have no idea.
Yeah. This
you're supposed to know all the court rules.
The judicial system is so inaccessible to the general public. Unless
hey, hire a lawyer, buddy.
Right. For how much was the ticket?
$250, $300.
Right. Spend thousands of dollars on a lawyer for a $200 ticket.
I could have gotten a public pretender.
Great.
And that's what the COs call them.
Yeah, well, that's what they are.
So you got hit with this this fine, and you weren't allowed to defend yourself in the way you thought that you might be able to.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? What was your closing statement, basically? What did you say after all that?
Well, I took the stand in my defense and just said why I did what I had to do, articulated why I thought registrations were a pretty good idea, and I went back down to like make my closing argument, and he just found me guilty then and imposed the fine.
So you didn't get to make a closing argument?
No, I didn't. So that's the game they wanted to play, so I had to go to the next draw. I really didn't have the money to pay them, honestly.
Right.
I didn't have
Would
the
you
money.
Have if you did have the money?
See, the thing with the motor vehicle thing is if I outright refuse to pay that fine, they would just suspend my license, and then I'm in a whole world of crap that I don't want to deal with anymore. But if I took the indigent route, they'll try to make you fill out a financial affidavit, and I really didn't want have the time or energy to keep coming back month after month, scheduling a payment plan for extortion. Mm-hmm.
That's what they do, and yeah. It's precisely what they do. They set up this payment plan, and then usually it's for people that really just can't afford it anyway, and then they threaten you with jail after that. So,
well, I told them that, no, you can just take me to jail. I came here to go to jail today if I had to, and he was a little taken aback by it, but didn't take him long to impose that sentence either. And the thing that's funny about
which
it
is cost them, by the way.
Yeah, they want to say this like I'm serving off the time, but it's a net loss. On two fronts, the state loses, right? Well, they don't successfully take that $300 from me. Then it costs $60 to $80 a day to house me.
Yes.
Well, I think that the idea there is that they're paying in order to make the road safer because they're teaching you a lesson.
You learn a lesson, didn't you?
Right. Right. What's the lesson you learned? Come on, tell us.
It only takes 5 days to condition you to systematic feeding.
That was your first time behind bars, right?
Yes, my first and only time in a cage so far.
Thank goodness.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Well, there's some strategy going on here as well, I think, and we can come back and talk about that. 1-800-259-9231, because what if 10%, 5% of the people who are given just traffic tickets for things like what you're talking about, registration or speeding?
I'll tell you about Let's Make a Deal Day at the Candia Court.
Okay, more coming up here. Hour 3 on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit ComicShopLocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.